You know, they're gonna have to have beta retirement homes in the future. You know that, right? Especially like given the way how like immense people's porn addictions are nowadays. Like, it's gonna be really, really hard to deal with all of these like aging porn addicts. Like, sure, some of us can put aside our porn addiction for the sake of housing and care, but for some of us, it's that severe where like literally porn addiction and having porn and access to masturbation is a deal breaker. So eventually there's going to have to be a beta retirement home, you know, for all these old betas that, you know, some of them can't even get hard anymore, but they still fucking want to masturbate. They still want to jerk off. And, you know, it's the only way that they'll ever put themselves into care and have other people care for them. You know, nurses will have to scrub them down, take care of them, make sure they take all their meds, and the entire time these old fuckers are going to be masturbating. Like, if you speak to betas that are my age right now, a lot of them are, you know, taking really like high earning jobs and, you know, saving up so that they can retire and bait themselves like into stupidity in the future. Like, literally, they're only saving up because they want nothing more than to just like sit in peace out in the front porch and masturbate themselves. So, you know, a complex would have to be set up in order to take all these masturbators. You know, it would be similar to like a masturbation resort. I'm pretty sure some people would opt to not wear any clothes at all, and then some others would opt to wear hospital gowns, and other people would probably opt to wear like their grandpa beta clothes or whatever. But, like, no matter what they wear, the betas at the beta retirement home are definitely going to be covered in cum. Whether it be their own cum or cum from the nurses or cum from one of the many residents that live in this beta community, they will be covered in cum. You know, volunteers will have to visit to check up on all these betas, making sure that they're not being taken advantage of or anything, making sure that the care is very nice. Like, every single retirement home that you pass by, like, you know that there are people in there masturbating and, you know, taking care of themselves. You know, that's completely normal. Those are more mild cases of beta addiction, but at the beta retirement homes, like, they would definitely be dealing with like mild to severe cases of masturbation addiction. But most of them would definitely be more on the severe side of the spectrum. Like, I'm talking like when you see these guys, you immediately feel sorry for them. Like, they are just, you know, empty shells of their former self, lifelong masturbators, brain fried from poppers, and, you know, a lifelong porn addiction. They barely have any thoughts rattling around in there. These more severe cases, you know, they definitely are either bedridden because, you know, they don't want to get up and do anything other than masturbate, or they just walk around the complex, you know, masturbating themselves, looking completely lost in the pleasure, moaning, groaning, faces contorted. And, you know, it's because they can't help themselves, really. Like, they can't stop to do anything else other than masturbate. And, you know, that's what the facility is there mostly to do, is to care for these poor individuals. Most of them do have to be spoon-fed to make sure that they get proper nutrition, but the entire time it's very awkward because they're just masturbating while you spoon-feed them. A lot of volunteers get scared away at this fact. Some of them can only take multivitamins, others can only take IV drips, you know, whatever works to keep them happy, healthy, and masturbating. And, you know, some of these betas would definitely come in and say, "Oh, I have such a severe beta addiction," either because they don't know what severe beta addiction looks like, or because, you know, they're deep in the fantasy or in the illusion that they do have it. And these beta retirement homes would definitely know how to treat them. They would take them in the back and see how much they masturbate, set them up with their own room, you know, put up some porn, and then they'd definitely notice whenever they weren't masturbating, either like they were talking with loved ones or talking about things that weren't sex or even talking in general. And then they would start prescribing them, you know, boner pills, aphrodisiacs, all sorts of things to get them horny and ready to masturbate at all hours of the day until their masturbation addiction just grows as severe as everybody else's. Their eyes listless, their hands constantly touching themselves. And you know, all the other masturbators that are more honest, they won't end up like this, sure, but they'll be just as addicted in their own special way. You know, these more mild cases, they'll still have the sound of mind to hold a conversation, you know, talk about their life, but the entire time they're going to be reaching down into their pants and jerking themselves off. Because when you're in a masturbation friendly environment and there's all these gooners around you that are so fucking stupid, all these porn addicts around you that are just staring at their TV screens, just jerking off to all this old porn, masturbating for 6 to 8 hours a day, it's just going to seem normal. You know, if you stare into the window of any room of this beta retirement home, you'll just see some old perv just touching themselves, staring back at you. If you go inside and visit, you know, that old perv will come up to you and definitely recount some of the most sexual moments of their lives as they pleasure themselves and just sharing their story of a sexual encounter that happened decades ago. You know, if you stay there long enough, they may just bust out a photo album of all their old nudes that they've collected, of how their dick used to look like in their 20s, or, you know, all the people that they fucked throughout their 30s, and they'll just sit back, masturbate, and reminisce about the good old days where they were masturbating. And, you know, just because these baiters are old, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't connect with the outside baiter community. So the baiter retirement homes would definitely have internet access so that all these old baiters can give their advice to younger baiters about how to become more addicted to masturbation and how to really enjoy their life. Some would do it for free, others would do it for money, but it's always appreciated for the baiter community to come in and take care of their elders too. Baiters can always go in and give one of these dirty fuckers their daily sponge bath so that they can stay clean. The entire time, of course, these masturbators are masturbating. And while you scrub them down, you know that they're going to boss you around and tell you to start masturbating too. Because that's what you have to do if you enter the beta retirement home, whether you are retired or not. And there's a bunch of fucked up rules at these fucking beta retirement homes too. Like, if a beta asks you to bring in a sex toy for them, you gotta do it. Like, if a pig bottom baiter asks you to bring in a 15-inch dildo, you're bringing in that 15-inch dildo with no packaging, just walking through town with it and bringing it right to him. It's a fucking tribute. Yeah, you respect your elders, you whore. And you have to call all the older masturbators their daddy, whether they're older than you or not. Like, they just like it. That's how fucked up they are. And if you go in there expecting sex, expecting to hook up with an older daddy baiter who's retired, I hate to break it to you, but you might be out of luck. Like, a few of them definitely remember how to fuck. You might get lucky and find one of those, but all they want to do in there is just masturbate. They're just enjoying their retirement. They're just enjoying their penis sensations. And, you know, if they talk with you long enough, you're definitely going to end up masturbating too. They'll just walk out of there with your hand down your pants. A few new stroking techniques that you never even heard of will just be etched into your skull. And that'll encourage you to visit again and again. But I have to warn you, of course, because this is a beta retirement home. No matter how much you want to keep these old betas for their wisdom, they are trapped in there, basically. They're stroking themselves senile in there, so don't be surprised if you go in and these older betas, you know, barely remember your name. They get a lot of visitors throughout the day. Don't be surprised if they end up just staying in the corner and jerking off while they look at you. Don't get surprised if they call you by a different name every now and then as they jerk off looking at you. And especially don't be surprised if that one baiter that you really had a connection with suddenly has their condition worsen as they go from being able to communicate with you all the way into the severe category. Barely able to do anything except masturbate slowly as they look at you. And if you truly wanted to help them, you could give them some mercy and transfer them to a beta retirement home that has a machine that can masturbate for them. That way they can just enjoy the remainder of their life just sitting back, being pleasured,